Obviously, just a brutal day is brewing in North Dakota. They've got blizzard warnings up there that will run from this afternoon through tomorrow, but a winter weather advisory in the northeast part of South Dakota for today. Can you tell me what's going to be going on that has fostered the advisory?
Yes, it's kind of a several-part forecast today. What we have is a very fast-moving clipper system that's going to sweep across the northern plains. And for South Dakota, we're going to be in the warm air of this system. And so initially this morning, those strong southerly winds are going to get going. And we do have some areas of blowing and drifting snow across northeast South Dakota already this morning. That's due to the fluffy snow that had fell previously and it's being blown around and lofted into the air. So initially, the advisory covers that. Now this afternoon, as precip starts developing in that warm air, we're actually going to see areas of rain or freezing rain, which is likely going to be the case across northeast South Dakota, where temperatures will not rise above freezing today. Very little in the way of accumulation, but it could create a light glaze on roadways and sidewalks, which is always hazardous. Even the smallest amount can be hazardous to travel. So once that comes through, then the cold front is going to come plowing across the area, and that's when we'll see kind of a transition period from that liquid precipitation over to snow, so there could be some mixed, wintry mix type in there. And then the cold front will come through, and we'll have light snow combined with increasing northwesterly winds tonight.
And obviously the big story, and we've been talking about this for a couple of days, Kelly, is the brutal cold temperatures that are forecast for the weekend for much of the state of South Dakota. And really, there's nothing that has changed the forecaster's mind on that. It is just going to be a terribly cold weekend, correct?
That is correct, yes. After that cold front comes through tonight, all we're going to see is falling temperatures through the weekend and into next week. Really, we're going to have wind chill values dropping below 30 below zero wind chills Saturday night, and they're going to continue into early next week. Right now, it's still looking like the coldest wind chill values will be Sunday night into Monday morning, where we could see wind chills dropping into the 50 below zero range.
Now, much of the state will not get above zero, and that's for highs on Monday. And I'm sure in the Northeast, could that be in the teens below zero for highs on Monday in your part of the state?
Yes, that is correct. Northeast and North Central South Dakota will likely have highs in the teens below zero.
Any break in this in sight?
It does look like that there may be a reprieve by the time we get to the middle of next week. Temperatures should rise above zero in the daytime. We actually, by mid to late next week, we're looking at probably teens and 20s again, which is still slightly below normal, but definitely better than what we're getting this weekend and early next week.